Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad to be with you again today, you and you. It's a pleasure. And we want to send each one of you lots of love and hugs, thanking you for just being on the other end. Now, I want you to call and just let us know that you're there today, 347-857-3925. And don't forget, plug in through the one. That's the way you get to me, okay? Just hit that one button, right? That's what I'm waiting for today, for you and you to do that, because Jesus loves you. And I love you, too. I really, really do. So you have a good day, too, now. I want you to have a blessed day today. I don't know how your weather is, but ours is a little chilly, a little breezy and chilly. But, you know, it's nice. I like it, and it's just the same. It's wonderful to be alive, regardless of what kind of weather we have. But we just love you. That's all we want to tell you today. Yes, Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for this day, Lord Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, how you woke us up this morning, Father God. Clothed in our right minds today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being that merciful and forgiving God, Lord Father. Father God, as I come before you, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness of any sin, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord Father God. Father God, as I hold to you, Lord Father God, each and every name, Lord Father, upon this prayer list, Lord Father. You know each and every one of them, Father God, name by name, Lord Father God, what they need, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, today, Lord, we call, Lord Father God, Genesis out to you, Lord Father God, that was in a car accident, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for touching, Lord Father God, her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for just having your way, Lord, and thanking you, Lord Father God, for your shield of protection, Lord Father God, round about her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We continue to thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue, Lord Father God, to touch Cindy's body, Lord Father God. Also, Chad Nimhart, Lord Father God, that was in car accidents, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for their continual progress, their recovery, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, for those that are missing, Lord Father God, we praying today, Lord Father God, for their safe return, Lord Father God, and the peace, Lord Father God, for their families, Lord Father God. We hold to you Sakuta Clendenin, Lord Father God, Alfred Pearson, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, their families, Lord Father God, are asking for prayer, Lord Father God, that their loved ones, Father God, come back safely to them, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, how you brought those out of the hospital right now, Lord Father. Diane Mantonio, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, even for Lori right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the surgery, Lord Father God, and Dundee right now, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father God, for their continual healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them right now, not only in their bodies, Father God, but also, Father God, in you right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for those that are in the Northeast, Lord Father God, dealing with those snowstorms right now, Lord Father, and all those, Lord Father God, the surrounding cities, states, Lord Father, even islands, Lord Father God, that is dealing right now, Lord Father God, with that weather, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Father God, for your mercy, Lord Father God. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for them banding together, Lord Father God, and praying, Lord Father God. Father God, decreasing, Lord Father God, as they pray to you, Lord Father God, any debts, Lord Father God, or injuries, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for each and every one of our listeners today, Lord Father God. Father God, those that are listening now, Father, and those that will listen at a later date, Father God, touch them, Lord Father God, from the crown of their head, Father, to the soles of their feet right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father. We thank you for you overflowing in their lives right now, Lord Father. We thank you for peace in their hearts, peace in their homes right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father God. Decrease them, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Father. Father God, may the word that come forth today, Lord Father God, may it touch their hearts, Lord Father God. May it be something, Father God, that they need, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for it being received today in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we cover this broadcast right now under the blood right now, Lord Father. Canceling all assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone talking on this broadcast, Lord Father God. We cancel the assignment right now and render it null and void in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for your shield of protection, Lord Father God, keeping them covered under the blood right now. My apostle, Lord Father God, and my pastor right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're just thanking you right now, Lord, for using them right now, Lord Father God, as they bring forth the word, Lord Father. And Father God, I ask all this in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the prayer by our own sister Dane. We thank God for that today. We thank God for you again today. And if we didn't get your prayer in, we ask that you call right about now, 347-857-3925, and we will put your name on the list, and we'll also still praying for Evangelist Allison Moore Smith, who's in the Mayo Clinic there in Jacksonville. And we are praying for her complete recovery today, and that it leaves, cancer leave and never come back again. We are praying for that, for her today especially. You know, Allison Moore Smith, we thank God for her. And if you know anybody that is in that position today, we will pray for them also, you know, because we care. We've seen God do mighty work in people that are sick in that manner, you know, and he has turned this situation around completely. And I thank God for it. Now, praise God. We know the changing of the weather, changing so from hot to cold, cold to hot, it kind of keeps your little voice and stuff a little stiff, okay? So we're going to overcome that today because we told you upon the previous broadcast that we were overcomers, right? Any condition that the enemy bring to us, we are overcomers, all right? We're going to give you a little word today. We are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. We are always becoming what we think. We are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. We are always becoming what we think. Now, what do you think today? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We wonder what you think. We thank God for you again, and we thank God for our good friend, our own wonderful minister, sister, pastor, counselor, author, Diane Dungy. We thank God for her today. Praise God. And we know that she desired to be with us, you know, praise God. But we still thank God for her and her writings, the six books that she's written out, Faith is No Accident, especially those. We thank God for each one of them. And we thank God for you that's buying them also. We thank God for you. You know, I'm thanking God for her, okay? I'm not getting anything out of this. She's not paying me to say this, but I'm just thanking you because, you know, when you buy my books, I hope somebody thank you for buying mine, including me. Okay, praise God. Now, here we are again here today. And I just want to go briefly with you for a while. I guess we'll call Brother Deacon Mike here too. Praise God. If Pastor Barnes don't happen to show up today, is that her? Praise God. We thank God. Now we're going to talk about something that I believe each one of us desires. We can to always have a defense. To always have a defense. We need someone to defend us, don't we? Now, you say, why do I need someone to defend me? Well, you know the devil don't play fair. He does not play fair. And he always have types of tactics that can tear you down, pull you down, push you down, anyway, just to get you down. And he doesn't mind using them. And if he don't have anything in his bag, he'll invent something. So you need a defense against, hear what I say, against him. And that defense that you have is none other than Jesus Christ. Now, that's the main topic right there. It's none other than Jesus Christ. Now, listen, when you go to court, you need somebody to defend you, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Because you don't know the first thing about the law, and you may claim you know, you done read in a book somewhere, but it's not going to cut in the court. You're only going to end up getting yourself in trouble. That's all you're going to do. But you do need a defender, whether you pay for them or not. You can have that public defender or whoever. You can get the kind of cockering group or some, you know, some real high-profile defenders, somebody to defend you. But you want the best defender, don't you? But let me tell you what the best defender is. You know, because oftentimes we get some we don't know and it gets us in trouble, more trouble than we had when we began, don't we? So you'll find a lot of people in jail because they didn't have the right person defending them. The person, they say, well, you don't have any money, so they just give you anything. You know, they don't try to help you out in any way. But I'm so glad Jesus is not like that, aren't you? because we do need protection sometimes against our own selves. We get ourselves in all kind of situations, and sometimes we are attacked from every side, every way, and we don't know how to handle it. We don't know what to say. We don't know really what to do because we always make mistakes when we are trying to defend ourselves. And you know something else? It doesn't pay when people are out there lying on you. The more you try to defend yourself, the worse, the more that lie sound real. Have you ever seen that? You'll study trying to defend yourself from the persons that is lying on you, and the more you say it, the more they lie sound so real. So I've come to this conclusion that I do not defend the truth, be it God's or mine, because God knows it's not right, and you know it's not right. But now they are only doing it to try to hurt you or bring you down. So that's why they attack you. Well, you don't have to attack them back, but you have Jesus on your side. You understand? Jesus is always on our side. He's there. He told you he'll never leave you or forsake you, and he means it. He's not like us. We may mean it today, and tomorrow we got something else. Now, let me tell you one thing. There is a devil. I know some people preaching there ain't no devil. But, honey, there is a wicked one out there. Don't mind tearing you apart. But I'm mindful of what the Bible says in Hebrews. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow, and at the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is a word that's quick and powerful from God. And guess where the word is? The word's there in your mouth. The word is there in your heart. You have that word. You've been carrying the word every day. You have the word. And yet you do not use it in that time. You do not use it to protect yourself. You do not use it to defend yourself. You don't do that. But you say, pardon me, why do you want to talk about that? Because, you know, you've got to establish a position of defense. You've got to establish that in your life today. This is the time now to establish that. Because you don't have it, you haven't had it in a while, and you don't know how to use it. And I'm finding out today that the Christians don't really know how to use what they have. And God wants you to do what? Fortify your strongholds. That's what he wants you to do. Fortify your strongholds. This is what you've got to do today. I know you don't want to do it. You want somebody else to do everything for you, you know, because, you know, it's easier, isn't it? We want everything easy. I'm telling you, everything that's easy ain't good for you. You know that, don't you? Do you know that? Okay. Now, listen, what does a fortify mean? What does fortify mean? To render more powerful or effective. You want to be effective, don't you? And you want to be strengthened mentally and morally, don't you? Think about it now. You want to be strengthened. And God wants you to be what? Strengthened. Because when you are strong and you're strengthened, the attack cannot have any type of leeway in your life. You're like one of them military soldiers, them soldiers out in the army that's been through boot camp and learned how to defend themselves. Hmm? You just learned how to establish a position of defense in your life. Didn't that what you do?
Yeah.
See, that's what you do. This is why he told you to do what? Fortify your strongholds. Hmm? Fortify them. See, we have strongholds that come up in our life. Hmm? And so if we got strongholds up in our lives, we got to do something about it. Hmm? We got to let them know, listen, I shall not be moved. Hmm? And don't be moved either. Let them know that you have the victory. You are the one that will overcome the enemy, not the enemy overcoming you. And you say, why would you talk about that? Because, you know, I feel like today we need to know how to ward off the enemy. See, all we are under spiritual attack. Hmm? And there is always a war going on in the saints' life because the enemy, he's not messing with the ones he already have. He's messing with who? The ones that got away. So now if you've gotten away from it, you know he's coming after you again. Hmm? And you've got to do what? Have your protective custody, your protective covering, rather, over you. You need it now. Come on now. You need it. You don't think you need it? Oh, yes, you do. Oh, every one of us need that covering right now. Now, let's read something Nahum in the Old Testament said. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord had his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Now listen what the seventh verse says. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he know them that trust in him. He is what? A stronghold in the day of trouble. Hmm? Hold on to him, won't you? Huh? You hold on to him, and he will fortify your place of defense. This is what he will do. Do you want him to do it or what? Hmm? You got to do what? He told you what? Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Isn't that what he told you to do? But instead of resisting him, you say, come on, Mr. Devil, enter in. You can have all the room you want. Do what you want. Because, you know, I'm walking around now with unforgiveness in my heart. You know, I ain't going to forgive them. I ain't going to never forget what they did to me. Now, grant you, the enemy has a way of keeping things alive that people did to you. He has a way of keeping that alive in your thoughts, and you continually to feed upon it. Hmm? Instead of letting the word of God take over in your life, be filled with the word. Let the word have its free course in you. Let it come out. Every time he come up with a new thing, you come up with a word from the Bible or whatever you have remembered from the Bible, from the word of God, to do what? Cancel every assignment that he bring to you. Do you see? So you're doing what? Fortifying your stronghold. Hmm? You making it all seem so easy. And people say, how did she get through that? How did he get through that? Huh? Because you know what the secret it is. Secret is. Hmm? You have that power that is very effective that will do what? Conquer any enemy. Any enemy that comes to you, let me tell you one thing. You can conquer. Ain't no such thing as you can't. You don't conquer it because you don't want to. And you rather have a pity party and allow, well, woe is me, and you want everybody to feel sorry for you. Okay? Stop trying to have pity parties. Hmm? That's over. Pardon me. That's over. Hmm? that is over. So stop having them. You have no more parties. Let's just say it today. You will not have any more parties, especially pity parties. If you want to have a victory party, we'll have a victory party over the enemy and all his works. See, do not allow his words to penetrate your mind. Do not allow the enemy to penetrate your thought life. Do not allow the enemy to penetrate your speaking, your vocal cords, that you may speak negatives all the time. You see? So I'm trying to build up your confidence in Jesus Christ today, because that is the defense that you have in the time of trouble. And when anything come against you, don't care what it is, a situation, a people, places, or things that come against you, and you know you certainly need, let me tell you, you need Jesus when you go to court. Huh? Do you hear what I'm saying? I know you say, well, I'm going to hire me a high-priced lawyer. Yeah, but you better make sure that lawyer know Jesus. Because the two of them together, going to put the enemy to a flight and going to settle it in your favor. Do you hear me? Settle it in your favor. See, you want to come out the winner, right? Yes, you do. You know you do. You don't want to go to jail. And you want to pay all the money, whatever they talking about you got to pay, or whatever the case may be. But you want Jesus to have full course in your life. I know I've been to court many times with different things, you know, with people, and I've seen God work in the courtroom. But you had to do what? Put him first. You can't just live any kind of way and thank God going to the courtroom with me. That's why they got so many palm readers and witchcraft workers out there making potions and stuff. They got a whole lot of indoor spirits running around. Because you want to go the quick way, you don't want to go the Jesus way. You don't want Jesus to defend you, you want the devil to defend you. Because when he defend you, he going to put you back in there again. Because he know he going to keep you bound up with trouble. Bound up with doing the wrong things. So that you can come back again and go back to them people and give them all your money, when all you got to do is live the life with Jesus, and he's going to defend you. He's going to be there with you every step of the way. See? Now, Nahum, the second chapter, says, I'm gonna go a little further than that. Keep the mutation, the fortress. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. You got to get a grip on it so that it will be fortified, strengthened, effective. And when you get there, things going to happen for you, because you will be well strengthened against any attacks that come against you. Do you get it? Because you done established that now with the word of God, because that's what it is. That's your defense, is the word of God. Don't try to go running around trying to find everything out there in the street. You know, you're going from one person to the other trying to find out. Then you start looking up in the prophets, and some of them prophets not really prophets. They are prophelies, and they will lie to you, get your money, and you'll pay them. And what happened? The attack will do what? Get you in trouble. Because he attacked you in a wicked way. You didn't have a strong tower with you. You didn't have someone that was behind you full of strength and power. See, you had one of them naysayers behind you. You don't want that, do you? Now, Nahum also said in the third chapter, say, draw the waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the bricklaying. See, you go in there and you use what God gave you. You got something against whatever. I don't care how they terrorize you. Doesn't matter what they come against you with. And believe me, the devil got some strong stuff out there that he can come against you with. He got some lies, man. Oh, my God. And they sound so real. You ever seen somebody lie on you? And if you didn't know you didn't do it, you swear you done it. They will make you think you guilty. Let me tell you, I've been through that. That is one hurting thing. You can't understand. How could people believe that? You know what it is? They don't know you. See? So the lies sound good to them because they don't know you. This is why I tell everyone this all the time. And all you're getting, get an understanding. Get an understanding of people that you work with, you deal with, you have to be with on a continual basis. Get an understanding about that person so you know whether you believe what somebody say about them or not. Do you hear me? You see what I'm saying? You have the word of God on your side, and you don't have to believe a lie. Do you believe that I'm a person that's been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and born again? Then you can believe what I say instead of what the enemy say, because the enemy is not going to say anything nice about me, you, and nobody else. See? So he's going to always try to do what? Devour you. He's going to do what? Turn everything upside down, twist it around, you know, to fit what they wanted to fit. And I hate to say it, but people believe it. See? Look what the devil did in the garden with Eve. See, you would have thought that she was prepared for something like that. But she was not prepared for something like that. To hear that, she believed half-truths. And this is what the devil still uses today, half-truths. And when he finished with it, it sounds so good. You can go in the court, and the court will believe it. Well, they haven't been born again, and they don't know Christ, so naturally they're going to think, well, you know, just because you say you're a Christian, everybody say they're a Christian, and this is what they're going to say, so therefore they're going to believe that other person that put their hand on the Bible. I don't know why they make them do that. They know they lie all the time. What is that? Put your hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. You don't think nothing of the Bible. You don't know Genesis to Revelation. You don't know what's in the Bible. So now, how you going to put your hand on the Bible and talk about you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? See? You lying already. You lying. And you mean to tell me the coat don't know you lying for putting your hand on the Bible and you don't even read it? To know what's in it? Do you get what I'm trying to say? See, the devil got all kind of tricks that he pull to do what? To attack you. You are constantly in a spiritual war. See? And that's a daily thing. And then, you know, we're going to have to go into our book called Continuous Warfare and Continuous Victory, you see, because these things are always happening. And it's not something you can get away with, but, you know, without it happening in your life, because as long as you walk on this earth and you're a Christian and you name the name of Christ, you're going to have a war against you. This is why it pays to fortify your strongholds and establish a defense in your life that is there all the time. Whenever you need him, he is there. You know the song say he's there all the time? Well, he is there all the time. He's just waiting for you to call on him. He's waiting for you to execute his word in your life that it may become more alive than it ever has before. Do you get the picture? See? Men always want to do everything by their reasoning factor. This is the way men want to do things, not just especially men and women. Now, when I say man, that means men and women, okay? Amen. See? They always want to do things in the reason. They put a reason on everything. This is, you know, my reasoning of this factor. Have you ever read the Bible and got to what it means? You didn't find out that. You never asked the question. You never asked God. Do you ask God? No, you only ask God for, well, I'm asking for the hard things. Well, what is hard? Everything is hard. When you get down to it, everything is hard if you really look at it, you see. We need a strong tower in our life. We need some. We need a fortress in our life that will stand guard. What a fortress do? It puts you, protects you. It's all around you. And in that fortress, you can know when the enemy comes. You know when you're about to be attacked. The word of God is that fortress today. It is that fortress. See? Because Jeremiah just said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. That you are it. He's given you the power to overcome. He's given you the power to exercise military tactics in this war. See, you are well armed. You have the weapons of your warfare already. And the Bible says they are mighty through God pulling down the strongholds. See, you pull down every stronghold because you're already decked out. You don't have to call the SWAT team. You are the SWAT team. But do you know that? There's always an enemy going to be after you. And he told you in Luke, didn't he not tell you in Luke? He gave you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. He said nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you believe it today? You say, but it hurts when they lie on you. Yes, they may seem like it hurt you. See what I say? Seem like it hurt you, but it hurt you because you allow it to hurt you. You forgot to execute the word of God there and say the Bible said that he gave me power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. And he said that it wouldn't hurt me. So why am I allowing it to hurt me? You gave it power. Did you see? And you gave the enemy your power. Did you not? You see what I'm saying? You gave the devil your power. Because God already gave you the weapons to fight with. He said, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. You are it. See? So how can you allow the enemy to take so much power from you? And then you become weakened. See, you got to do what? Accept the challenge of the enemy and wages of battle. You got to accept those challenges because now you know you got something to fight with. And you ain't going to run. Are you going to run? Yeah, you're going to run. Why did I ask that? Everybody runs, don't they? They run. They run from the war. They run from the pain, try to run. You know, we always trying to get rid of the pain, aren't we? That means we always trying to take something to keep the pain from going, hurting too bad. We want to run from it. Have you ever said, I'm going to run to it? I know what we say. I'll tell you one thing. Have you heard old people say that long time ago? Is apply pain to pain. Have you ever heard that? I know you don't like it. It's not a favorite subject. People say I'm going to apply pain to pain. How you know a pain? I don't want to experience no pain. Nobody wants to experience the pain, but unfortunately, sometimes something happens. You may have a slight pain. It may not be hard. It may be, you know, they ask you, well, what number pain you got? You ever heard doctors ask you? I said, I didn't know no numbers was with it. You know, what number pain you are? I don't know. What number would I number it? Is it great pain? Why can't we just say, is it a whole lot of pain, little pain, medium pain, or just here and there? Still asking me to number it. I don't know how to number no pain. But only you can fortify your strongholds. You. This is what you can do today. And you can be more effective in things that happen to you and what happened. Without us, we have been in a habit of complaining. We've been in a habit of talking about it, you know, and we're finding it hard to break the habit. Now, we got to learn how to break these habits that we've been in so long, and we've been doing it almost since we've been here on this earth. We've been doing it. We always saying, and then somebody asks, well, how you feel? And when people ask you how you feel, you do what? You tell them how you feel. Yeah. Well, my arthritis. Well, my cancer. See, you owned it all. Who told us to put the my in it, making it personal? Huh? Did the pain tell you? The suffering of whatever condition you have made you say my, own it? Why can't you give it back to the devil? Say, the devil and this stuff come up on me, he got to go. You know, just get plumb mad and say, this is war. Tell the devil, say, this is war. I am not going to keep this thing you keep trying to put on me. No, I'm not going to do it. Because the Lord said, I have victory over every enemy. Don't care what he comes up with, I have victory over it. And when you begin to say these things on a constant basis, you know you'll find out your struggle is not so bad. Huh? And what happened? And you're the winner in this war. Do you get it? See? Because you did what? You, a stronghold, your strongholds in the Greek is ocha humerus, mean fortress. Mean fortress. You have built a fortress around it because what? You have done what? You keep saying, speaking, living, thinking the word of God. Not my word, but the word of God. That's your defense. And when you go into action with the word, you ward all that stuff off. This is what you do. Ward all of that off. And, you know, I like to know things like that. I like to know the how-tos. Because we want to establish a defense in everything, because the devil do not stop. He don't give up. He makes you think he gave up, but he'll come back with something new. And sometimes if you have got into the word and you keep repeating the word, you know what he tried to do? Dig up some old stuff. And he do what? Try to throw that back at you again and see if he can bounce that off you again and cause you to start all over again. I tell you, he doesn't play fair. Huh? Everything he do is to destroy you. This is why he was made a destroyer. The Bible say that God had made him to be a destroyer. And he does it well. Does it real well. Hmm? And, pardon me, and this is why hell is enlarging. The Bible say hell enlarges daily. Hmm? To meet you at his coming, because more people are believing what the devil's saying than what they're believing what God says. Uh-oh. See? God is still on our side. And you ain't got to fear what man can do to you. Man can't go but so far. He can. The Bible says he can destroy the body, but he can't touch the spirit of your soul. He can't touch that. Huh? He can't touch that. See? And we are so in love with these bodies, and we're in love with them, and they rack with pain half of the time, you know. But we're in love with them. We don't want the devil to destroy it, do we? Hmm? We don't think about our spirit. We don't think about our soul. The soul that you keep saturated with the blood of Jesus, saturated with the word of the living God. Hmm? Do you? You got to keep it like that. Huh? See, we walk in life reasoning. That's what we walk in. And this, we don't know how not to. So we need to let you know how to get out. Huh? Now, I don't know where you are, what city you live in, town, country, or what have you. But I know this. I know there's rules, regulations, and all kind of things going on in your area. But how? How do you fortify your strongholds in that area where you have these rules? Mm-hmm. All right. Back to the same thing, the word of God. It's more powerful, isn't it? It's a powerful thing to have the word. Because it gave you the power to tread on whatever come upon you, whatever's in your area, whatever's in your country, city, state, county, wherever your province, wherever you live. Huh? You personally may not have anything to do with it that way, but spiritually you can. You can turn it over to Jesus. Because if you are his battle-axe and you have the weapons of war, therefore you fight in the spirit. They don't know you're fighting because they don't know what's in the spirit. But you can change the atmosphere of wherever you are powerfully prayer, with powerful prayer. Everybody, if you can get two or three, nothing but two or three, you can do a lot. You can conquer your whole country just about. I mean really prayer warriors. I'm not talking about people that got 10-cent prayers. We talking about real prayer warriors that break down the walls of petition and you know, decree and declare and go to and fro, up and down, and take these counties, countries, and cities. You take them, say, I'm taking it back. Have we got like the old prophets of old, that like they were? They took their cities back. You see?
They always took them back. And we should have learned from them instead of allowing everything to go on and take over. When it took prayers out of school, it showed you what was happening in America. It showed you then that something was going on and the devil was at the bottom of it, the head of it, brother. He was at the head of everything. And he went from there to take it out of courts and all. Hmm? And it's a war going on. See? Of good and evil. Hello? Of good and evil. The war is going on. We have negative praying. That's going on. You also have the witches praying too. Praying for the opposite to happen instead of what we keep trying to pray, we praying for, you know, they don't give up. Why you give up? They believe what they are praying, the negativisms that they are sending out, spirits they are sending out. Why can't we send out the Holy Spirits out? Huh? Positive praying. Listen to yourself how you pray. Lord, am I praying negative prayers? I did find out something, though. A lot of our prayers is negative because we're only thinking about ourselves, me, mine, and nobody else. So it does what? It produces a lot of doubt. It produces a lot of indifference in the word of God. People don't want to hear the word of God. They're very indifferent today. They don't want to forgive people of what they've done to them or what they did to them. You know, they don't want to do any of that. They want to keep doing what they do. See? They only think of themselves, you see. And the war still goes on because nobody's thinking of these things. We're allowing anything to go. When God has given us the power over all the power of the enemy, so why are you lying things to go? I know some people you can't do anything about it because they say they're Christian, so they are negative. So then what you have to do? Pray about them. Pray to God concerning them to turn them around from their negativism to be positive. Hello? Huh? Do you think that's all right? Because this is what we're doing today, is trying to get you to establish a position of defense in your life and around your loved ones. They need it too. Because, you know, you can say, well, you warring, but it's not effectual. Nothing is happening. But let me tell you, it is happening. It may not happen at that minute, at that hour. It could be the next day, could be the next year, could be the year after that or thereof. But it's going to happen. Why? Because you believe the word of God. You believe what he said, that he's given you that power. See, and you have that power. And you don't have to take the devil's mess. You take it because what? This is all you know. Nobody's ever taught you or told you that you didn't have to take the devil's mess. I got to take whatever he do to me. The devil is a liar too. Didn't we tell you he was the father of lies? Well, if he's the father of lies, he's always creating more, because the father does what? He create, he have, he bore, he bring into birth. That's what he does. He's the original. He's the original liar. Think about that. He's the original liar. Okay? Because since he's the father, he's the original liar. God made him to be that. So he can't do nothing else. Nothing else can he do. And he good at it. You see how good he is at it? My God, my God. He make you think you fixing to die. He tell you, you know, go tell him you finna die. And you ain't got sense enough to say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Just keep saying it. You know what 2 Corinthians said? Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And listen here, you got to hear this part. Casting down imaginations and everything that exalt itself against the power and knowledge of God. And he going to do what? Bring it into every thought to the disobedience of Christ. It's going to bring it down. Huh? But you got to know the truth here. You in the flesh, you made out of flesh, right? But you ain't warring after the flesh. Huh? You know who war after the flesh? Those in the military. Huh? They're warring after the flesh. They got guns, all kinds, tanks and what have you. But today we're going to be reinforced with the word of God. Because God gave you the power. Oh, yeah. Now, what is a good weapon? Love, forgiveness. You got to always be willing to forgive, no matter what. I know it's hard. It seems hard. Because that flesh want to rise up every time, don't it? It want to rise up and do something bad. I know that's how it is. I've been there. I'm human. And listen, when you can't forgive the person, it's a hindrance to you and your ministry. Whatever God called you to do. And he told you, he gave you instructions, love your enemy. Didn't he tell you that? Now, I know it's a hard thing. Lord knows you don't want to love your enemy, especially when they do keep doing stuff to you. You say, how can I love them, Lord? How can I love them? He said, love them right on. And you say, oh, God, that is a hard saying. Oh, my God. But you know what? If there's anybody that you haven't forgiven, forgive them right now. And listen, let me say this here. I'm going to add this. Don't cost you nothing. When you go before the communion, when you finna take communion, you got to stand there and ask forgiveness, whether you remember who you might haven't forgiven. You're going to have to do that before you take communion. See? Say a prayer before you take that communion. You just need, I know they don't tell you that no more about it, and some people don't even take communion anymore, you know. But before you do, please, ask God to forgive you for not forgiving Sam, Joe, Joan, or whoever. And forgive you then, because you do not want nothing to stand in the way, don't you? Because we want to strengthen our place of defense. Don't we want to do that? And then we have a secure place of refuge when we do that. Whenever we need to go into a refuge place, what do? We have it. Because what? We got everything right. Everything straight, didn't we? We ain't got everything straight. Don't be so prideful that you can't say, forgive me. Forgive me, I'm sorry. Amen. I'm sorry. And really be sorry, not just talking something out your mouth. See? Because forgiveness is a word that's important to your defense. To always have a defense in your corner, you need to be forgiving every day if need be, if you messed up and done said something you ain't have been saying or done something you ain't have been doing, Lord, forgive me. And if you come around those people, whoever it was somebody, ask them to. Huh? Or, let's put it this way, let's be sure, be like David. David say forgive him for everything. He was forever before God with asking God to forgive him by something he done, you know, said, done, or whatever, or didn't do. See, you've even got to ask God to forgive you for what you didn't do. Huh? How is he going to defend you if you got hindrances there? Oh, glory to God. Now, we done established this position now. Now we can holler hallelujah, glory to God, praise ye the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah, just give him some praise. This is what you do. When you have done all he told you to do, this is what you begin to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. You say, why are you so happy? I am happy to know that God has given me that power and how to do it. How to stay clear. How you able to pray for people in season and out of season. Anytime you ain't got to run off and fast. Huh? And somebody need prayer. Somebody got cancer. Somebody dying of leukemia or something or this or that or other, whatever they may have. And you got to pray for them. They ask you to pray for them. And you say, well, I can't pray now. I got to go fast. Uh-uh. You get everything on before you leave out your door. Huh? You be done fast already, prayed, and ask God to forgive you and forgive those that have done me wrong. And forgive me for remembering. You see what I'm saying? Because we hold things too long. See? And when we hold things too long, who gonna help us when we need help? Huh? Who's going to help us? Is anybody going to help us when we need help? No, because we keep holding things. I'll never forgive you. Hmm? I'll never forget it. So now we say, I'll forgive you, but you ain't really forgave. If you still remember it, if you still bringing it up to the person.
Come on now.
Huh? And just don't bring it up no more. That's all. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be wiped out of your brains forever because your brain is like a computer. It always keeps something in there. Huh? It's going to be running around in your head, but do you resurrect? No, don't go resurrect it. Let it stay dead. Or stay wherever it is in the, what's that, tin file you have in the computer? You got the garbage can in the computer? Recycle bin, that's it. I know it was called something. The recycle bin, put it in a bin, but I don't want it recycled. Kill it. Dump it out, burn it, whatever you can do. I just want it out. Just forget about it. Yeah, sometime it do pop up, but when it pop up, you put the lid back on it. Do you see how you do it? That's how you do it. Because when somebody needs prayer in a hurry, could be somebody in your family, you ain't want to waste no time. They need prayer right then. Maybe they are depressed and in despair, and they want to end their life. You want to stop them right then, don't you? See, you don't want them to go nowhere with that feeling. No, you don't. Do you? So, think about it. Maybe if I'd forgave them, maybe they wouldn't feel like they want to kill themselves. Well, forgive them right now. Forgive them right now. Tell them, say, I'm sorry. I forgive you. I won't remember that no more. I'm going to throw it away just like God did your sins. Huh? Now, if he take your sins and throw them away in the deepest part of the sea or the ocean or wherever, if he does that, so that he remember no more. Can't you do it too? Huh? He's given you the power to do it. Mm? And you can love the person. Now, I did not say you had to be their buddy-buddy, and that's just proof that I forgave them. I'm going to be their buddy-buddy. No.
Come on, man.
No, because that memory going to keep being resurrected up in your mind. And then it get in your heart. And now you're becoming, you have animosity. And after then, your hatred build up because you're still hanging around with them, hanging out with them. I love when you see them, hello, praise the Lord, and, you know, go on about your business. But you know what you did before. You ain't want to speak to them, and you walk on the other side of the street to keep them speaking.
Yeah.
Huh? You seen them people? I went in the grocery store, and this person that called himself stopped speaking to me, and they spotted me. I seen them, but, you know, I was just walking toward them to see what they're going to say. You know, but I seen them duck around. I said, oh, they trying to duck me. I should go over there and do what I usually do. Hey, how you doing? That's what I usually do, but this particular time I said, I don't even feel like going through all that anymore, Lord. I'm sorry. I just act like I don't see them since they got that much animosity in their heart for me, and I ain't done nothing to them but try to help them. I say, so let them go ahead on. You know, I let them go ahead. See? But I usually run to go to the person, wherever it is, and I'll cut them off, and I'll just say, well, praise the Lord. How are you, dear? Do something like that and get them off guard. You know, that take people off guard like that. It works good now. That do work good. See? But I'm not as young as I used to running people down and, you know, going all that stuff. I run them down. They run through aisles in the store. I'll run around and cut them off at another aisle, you know, all that kind of stuff. Catch them out the door, going out the door. You know, I used to do that stuff, you know, because I don't like to carry around no bitterness and stuff. That is doing what? Causing the attacks to get even more so come toward me when I hold something like that. You see what I'm saying? Why do I want to walk around and be bitter because you bitter? All us looking like sour pussies. Huh? See? We don't need to be doing that. God wants to be able to use you anytime, any place, anywhere. Now, if they don't want to accept it, that's their problem. That's between them and God. They will keep their sickness, their mental anguishes, or their problems, whatever's going on. They will keep them because they don't want no part of you or want you to talk to them, say nothing, or touch them. See? So what can you do? Nothing. With them, but say, okay, God, I did my part. They're in your hands. Now I'm gone. Okay? I don't have to hold nothing against them. It's hard for me to keep something against a person. You know, I get upset in that, you know, first, you know, you get upset. Of course. I get upset at people, how they act so silly. Some people act so silly. And some people believe lies that ain't worth nothing. They ain't, don't have no nothing to them. They need to come and ask the source before they start believing what people put out there. And that hurt, and you get upset about that. But I had to pray for me, myself, to so that I can not allow that to affect me, but love them and pray for them right on. Because other than that, you won't pray for them. Well, they don't like me anyway, so what I'm praying for them for? We say these things to ourselves, and we do them, you see. But if I want to have my full strength, my full power at work, see, I don't want nothing to hinder mine. How about you? Do you want anything to hinder your power? I don't want nothing to hinder my power. I don't want no unforgiveness. I don't want, because you act silly, I got to act silly too. It don't make sense, both of us being crazy and both of us going to hell. See? I don't want to go to hell with you. You get the picture here? I don't want to go to hell with you because you acting crazy. You want to talk? I'll talk. We can talk. See? We can talk. That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with talking. I'm going to try to not to say nothing to light the fire. See? You should eat too. Know that what? God is looking at us. Do you know God is looking at us when we act ugly? Huh? Let me tell you, there's always a war going on in this army here of the Lord. Always a war is going on. You say, is it ever ceased? Do you think the devil going to stop? Every time you look, there's war in the real world, the war in the world. In different countries, there's some kind of war, and everybody want to fight. They want to start a war. They don't care whether you've done nothing or not. They want to start a war. You see? So therefore, there's always one at hand. So you keep your wall closed on. And you keep that word of God as your shield at all times. That is your shield and buckler at all times. Okay, people. Praise God. I thank you today for your listening here. Thank you, each and every one. Praise God that we're going to establish a position of defense. We're going to put ourselves in a position that we are always with our defense. That, hey, we go to court with, we don't go to court without our defender. I don't go to court, and I won't recommend you to go to court without yours. You want me to lend you mine? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Let me add this here right quick before Pastor Sharon come on. Let me add this here. Your pastor can defend you also, or your prophet or whatever can defend you also. They will stand in the gap for you and plead the cause with God for you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter, establishing your fortifying your position of your stronghold. In other words, you got to do something, and you have to really start doing something. You have to be the one to start, like the woman of God was saying today, that are you tired of being the victim? Are you tired of saying, poor me? Are you tired of saying, they're picking on me? You know, why does everyone picking on me? It's time, you're in warfare. You're going through a warfare, spiritual warfare. And God is allowing it to happen around you and to you to bring you into a place where you will stand up and be his soldier in the army. Because in this war, in this Christian walk, is always something going on. And the word let us know we're not fresh. We're fighting against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in high places. You know what? There's so many things going on in the spirit realm that you might as well just make up your mind and say, you know what? When he call you, you just say, okay, I'm ready now to stand in the battlefield for the Lord. I'm ready to do what's necessary. I'm ready to stand in the position of prayer. I'm ready to stand in a position of declaring and decreeing God's word over my life. And according to Nahum, the chapter 1, verse 7, said, the Lord is good a stronghold in the day of trouble. And I'm just going to stop with the word, the day of trouble. You know there's so many things going on, and you need God. I need God to be a stronghold when I'm going through. I need God to strengthen me. I need God to instruct me, direct me. I need God to open my eyes to let the so I can know what type of fight I'm in, because there's a war going on, and I know I cannot fight this war carnal-minded. I cannot fight this war tick for tack. I cannot fight this war with lies. I cannot fight this war with dishonesty. I cannot fight this war with anger. But you know what? I can fight the war with what? By speaking the word of God. I can speak the word, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Why? Because God let me know that I have life and death is in the power of my tongue. I can speak. I can do something about it. I can respond back to the situation. And God is looking for people to be what? Responsibility. A lot of people don't want the responsibility. Responsibility means you got to respond to what's going on. So most people try to be blind and don't want to handle what? Responsibility, because you're accountable for what you do and say. So today we got to be responsible. We got to what? Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we talk about armor. Fortifying is armed yourself. Fortress, defense, and arm yourself. How can you arm yourself? With the word of God. By speaking the word of God. And let us know the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we need to pray like never before. And knowing according to Psalms 91 verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Why? I can go to him in the midst of the storm. I can depend on him. I can depend on him today. I mean, I can depend around what I'm looking at, but you know what? I can depend on his word. His word is true today. His word never fails. His word, he said, he's not like man that he should lie. When he speak a thing, it will be exactly what it is. His word is true today. So today we just want to tell you, say, I said, I'm going to build myself up in most holy faith. I'm a builder today. I'm going to build myself up on the word of God. I'm going to feed my spirit by reading my word, because you know what? That's the only way you can build up this inner man. You can pray in your prayer language, and you can read the word of God. And when you read the word of God is what brings forth life in you. It'll tear down everything that is not like God. It will bring the things to the forefront that you need to deal with. And yes, I heard the woman of God talked about when people lie on you, that's a very hurting thing. But you know what? I found out, for even for myself, the lie sounds so much better than the truth. Oh, my goodness. If you never walk through it, you don't even understand. Well, how can you understand a lie? Even when they know you, it just went I believe it, the enemy just put blinders on the eyes. You know what, y'all? It's just blind. Sometimes you're going through a season of testing and trials, and you know what? The enemy will put the blinders on the eye. So it's like a wildfire. You know, like in the summer month, when one little matches, someone may throw something out, and everything else is dry, and the next thing you know, it's spread, and the fire is out of control. Sometimes things just happen, and it appears to be out of control. But you know what? You can still fortify yourself by speaking the word of God, and you just start praising the Lord. And yes, you may not even want to do that, but you know what? God is still your helper. He's your shepherd today, and you shall not want for anything. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He said he'll be right there beside I do. Joseph went through a time when he had to build up himself in the word of God. Yes, because it hit close to home. Why? Because his brothers was the one that did it. You expect the enemy to be the person you don't know, but when it comes from your own house, no, your own lineage, your own namesake, it hits hard. But that's the enemy's job. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to wipe you off your feet. He comes to just make you just be like, oh my goodness. But you know what? God is not shocked by anything, because that's why he leave these words for us to know that we got the what? No, trust in him. Know that he's our fortress. Know that he's our deliverer. Know that he is our rock today. Know that he's your strength. He's your butler today, and he's the horn of my salvation. And you know what? Know this today, in the time of testing especially, know, trust, depend on the word of God. Know that if he brought you out before, he can do it again. Go over where God had brought you from. Go over how you did not know how you were going to make it, but he did it. You did not even know how, but he did it. And the storm did not last forever. Know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I tell you, this morning was a press, y'all. I tell you, this morning was a press. And I needed God to be my stronghold today. I needed my defense today. I needed him to be my fortress. I needed him to have mercy today. Why? Because the enemy doesn't care who he come up against. I tell you, he does not care. If he can stop you any which way, he will do it. But today we can speak the word of God that I am an overcomer today. I'm going to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus today. I have to press no matter what. I got to press no matter who feelings get hurt. I got to press no matter what. Why? Because the word let me know that he is a father of a lie today, and he's forever lying. My goodness. He's forever lying. But the devil, we say the devil is a liar, right? But he's the father of lies. So if the word tells us he's lying, he's a liar, accept it and recognize it and move on. Because the God word is what? Truth. The truth that I know today is what will set me free. And no one likes truth. Truth, you cannot accept truth being carnal minded. Truth comes when you're ready to accept things in the spirit realm, because you will not recognize truth when you're walking in the flesh. Oh, I don't like her. Oh, I don't want her to this. I don't want her to that. You know what? You're going to die and go to hell with you don't want this person to do this for you and that for you. Because you know what? The person you don't want to do things is who God has just for you. So open your eyes and know, don't allow the devil to fool you today. Why? Because he likes to deceive people. He like to trip you up. He let you, what woman of God talk about, what? Unforgiveness. You may not recognize it as being unforgiveness. You may just say, oh, they make me mad. I can't take them. You know what? You still need to ask God to help you. Oh, my goodness. You still got to salute the divinity of God and send love. Why? Because you may act like the situation don't bother you, but it's bothering you. Because if they keep on doing the same thing over and over, it's just like a little button, right? You keep pressing it, the little medical computer start moving, right? The little machine things, right? If you keep pressing that button, something's starting to happen, right? They may move their feet, they may move their arm, they may move their head. Something is always going. So you still got to say, I salute the divinity of God in them, and I send them love. Why? Because God has brought you from a long way, and you refuse to go back to what? Egypt. You refuse to go back and be like the person that turned from God and go, and it's like a dog going back to his vomit. You refuse to go back into the place where he had brought you from. I don't care what the word may say. Oh, she's this and she's that. No, no, no. It is not that. You need to ask God to clean your eyes again, and you can see clearly. You ask God, like,
like Elijah had to pray and say, ask God to open my servant eyes so they can see we have more going for us than we have going against us. So when you feel something is still the same, ask God to open your eyes. God, am I seeing good now? Am I seeing clearly? Is it just one of the trick of the enemy trying to bring a hiccup back from the past? But God, let me see the real deal. Let me recognize what it is going on. And then you can what? Speak the word of God. You can what? Put on the whole armor. You can what? Put on the breastplate of righteousness. You can be what? Put on the helmet of salvation, right? So you can watch what thoughts come in and out of your mind. Why? Because the mind is the battlefield of the enemy. He likes to come against the mind. And then people think, listen, y'all, there's nothing new under the sun. The word of God let us know, right? There's nothing new under the sun. So there's nothing new under the sun. What you do is nothing new. It was done before, especially when you're around people for a while. If you don't know them, you can understand. But when you're around people for a while, there is nothing new under the sun that you're doing. It's the same spirit. It's the same thing. You just put a little twist to it. So recognize there is nothing new. Ask God, Lord, I need your help. I need you to be my deliverer. And when the word comes to deliver you, release it. Release whatever it is, because he come to set the captive free. He come to break the shackles over your life. He come to what? Let you see much more better. Why? Because he loves you today. So remember the word of God today. Know that God wants us to stand on his word and know that he is the one able to bring you through. Remember again, release it today so you can continue to be an overcomer. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, y'all can't tell me that wasn't an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Are you going to establish your position of defense today? I pray that you do. And remember, the weapons is love and forgiveness. Use them today. Trust me. Use them today. You don't want to go to hell with unforgiveness. You can't. Don't. Not today. Not in this day and time. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And if you would like to bless the woman of God today, plant a seed in her life, or even pay for the radio broadcast, you can go to our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com, and that's LOGION, and hit that donate button and send a donation. No donation is too small or too great. Again, that's LOGION International Ministries, and hit that donate button. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Take it right back, everything. Till then, you be blessed.
I could much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop
worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.